everyone. I'm Angela Stevens, and I'm the CEO to Refocus the Creative Office. I'm also the podcast host to two of our podcasts, which you can find at Refocus with Angela and RefocusCareers.com. But I want to talk to you today about the three areas of helping your kids go back to school. And there's three different ages. My son is 22. He's out of the house and he's doing great. And he has ADHD. I have ADHD. So I want to share with you some things that worked for us, and I hope they work for you. So I want to start first with the little ones. I cherish those days and I miss them, but they were hectic. I'll be honest. There were many times my son would forget his homework, or he'd forget his lunch, or he would be disruptive or something, right? And so one thing that you can do, we can't take control of everything, but we can do things to help the morning go smooth and the afternoon. So one thing I used to do is the night before, I would always make a list for him, and I'd make boxes when he was younger that he could check off. And I would always put him on the counter right before he went out the door to make sure he forgot, or that he had his homework, he had his lunch, he had things together. I know you guys do that, and many of you may not or may, but remember, have a landing spot for them. That's really good. When they come home, when they go to school, that's where their stuff goes. And so they always have that little place that is theirs. I know it's easy to say, put it in their room. But if you put it in their room, if their room looked like my son's room, that's not a good idea. So anyway, but that always worked for us. If he can or she can, have them help you make the lunch, go to the store. That's fun. And always the first thing I did, and I loved it, if you pick your child up or you see them when they get home, just say, how was school? And if they say fine, ask them questions that they can't answer with one question or with one answer. So that's something to do, but always have that really charged up positive spirit in your voice in the morning and at night. And here's why, because our kids deal with stress at all ages, especially in today's world. So when they get home, you can be that safe place and that happy place for them. And yes, it might get a little hectic in the morning and later, but the first 5 minutes, try to just concentrate on them and say, so how did you do with that art project? Did you finish that? And get them to talk to you. It's a really great practice. So that's the little ones. Okay. So when they're in high school, they're not going to want to talk to you. They kind of go through that phase of not wanting to communicate. I hated that part. But anyway, they don't want to talk, but if they do, listen, I had the best advice when somebody told me that when my son wanted to talk to me was when I wanted to go to sleep and I was so tired. And I made the time to do that. And I cherish that. Those were some of the best talks ever. Also, going for a drive, you might take them and say, hey, we need to go to see, you know, your grandmother, or we need to go to this restaurant tonight, or we need to do something. And as you're driving, they will talk to you. Most kids will talk to you in the car. Take advantage of that. Again, I always say the list is really good. Okay, now they're in college or they're away. So those were, I was admitting to somebody the other day that I was really sad when my son went to school, and that's no lie. It was really, I didn't think I would, I thought it was okay, but I wasn't, and I missed him, and I just missed him. So, but the best thing that we have today in today's world is we have text. Even today, my son's 22, and if he sees he saw a funny video of a mom and dance or mom and son dance that they did for fun. He sent that to me. It's just those little bits of communication that you want to keep that with your son or daughter. It's so important. And I hope that's helpful to you. One last thing, when you get them to school, for the kids that are in school and you have to work or you have to do things when you get back home, remember that list that you made for your son or daughter. Make one for you, a separate one, completely separate, and really focus the night before if you can. That's helpful. One last thing, our academic calendars are out. I think you'll really like them this year because, again, they have numbers that pop with color, but more importantly, they have a breakdown of 7 to 7. and they are in color, and this will help them so much. We really worked hard on research on this, so I hope this helps you. Also, our college scholarship application timeline sheets, they're under $10. Take a look at those. So check them out at time. The number two, refocus. And no matter what you're going through, remember to stop, take a moment, and refocus. Have a great school year and a great year for you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. If you haven't checked out our new designed academic calendars, you've got to check them out. Students are loving them. We've got them in bookstores all over and many retailers, but we've only got so many. So check them out at time, the number two, refocus.com. They were actually designed by the input from college students nationwide. And also, if you're looking for an annual calendar, those are coming out very soon. Email us at info@time2refocus.com and let us know that you want to be added to our mailing list. And we'll let you know so that when you can pre-order those annual calendars coming soon. But no matter what you're going through, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus. Have a great week.